ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर नंबर 25 टाइटल्ड द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ किंग पुरंजना. Text number 26. Katvam kancha palakshaki
Katvam kancha palashakshi
Kvatam kancha palashakshi
Katvam kancha palashakshi
Kaya Kayasiha kutasati
Kashyasita kutasati
Kashyasita kushasati
Kashyasita kutasati
Imamupapirimpuru
Imamupapirimpuru
Kim ki kirsasi samsane
kim chi
kirsasi samsane
kim chi kirsasi samsane
kvatam kancha palashakshi
kvatam kancha palashakshi
kvatam kancha palashakshi
kvatam kancha palashakshi
Kashyashiha kutashati
Kashyashiha kutashati
Kashyashiha kutashati
Kashyashiha kutashati
Imamupapurimpiru
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 Kim shi kirshashi shamshane
Kim shi kirshashi
shamshane Ka U Tvam
Yu
Kancha palak palasa
Kancha palasa
Like the petals of the lotus.
Pakshi.
Eyes. Kashya.
Us.
Asi.
You are.
Iha.
Here.
Kuta.
Where from.
Sati.
O
chaste one.
Imam.
This. Upa.
Near.
Purim.
City.
Biru. O timid one. Kim.
What?
Chikirsasi.
You are trying to do.
Samsa.
Kindly
explain.
Me.
Until. Translation by His Divinity Srila Prabhupada. My dear lotus eyed, kindly explain to me where you are coming from, who you are, and whose daughter you are. You appear very chaste. What is the purpose of your coming here? What are you trying to do? Please explain all these things to me. So we read the translation responsively. My dear lotus eye,
kindly explain to me
where you are coming from.
Who you are,
who you are
and whose daughter you are.
You appear very chaste.
What is the purpose of your coming here?
What are you trying to do?
Please explain all these things to me.
We'll go through the purport. It's relatively a short purport. So please listen attentively. The first aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra is Atato Brahma Jignasa. In the human form of life, one should put many questions to himself and to his intelligence. In the various forms of life, lower than human life, the intelligence does not go beyond the range of life's primary necessities, namely eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Dogs, cats and tigers are always busy trying to find something to eat or a place to sleep, trying to defend and have sexual intercourse successfully. In the human form of life, however, one should be intelligent enough to ask what he is, why he has come into the world, and what his duty is. Who is the supreme controller? What's the difference between the dull matter and the living entity, etc.? There are so many questions, and the person who is actually intelligent should simply inquire about the supreme source of everything, Atato Brahma Jignasa. A living entity is always connected with a certain amount of intelligence, but in the human form of life, the living entity must inquire about his spiritual identity. This is real human intelligence. It is said that one who is simply conscious of the body is no better than an animal, even though he be in the human form. In Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Krishna says, Sarvasya saham priti sanni visve attaha smitir jnanam apoham cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. In the human form, the living entity is completely forgetful of his relationship with God. This is called apohanam or forgetfulness. In the human form of life, however, consciousness is more greatly developed, and consequently the human being has a chance to understand his relationship with God. In the human form, one should utilize his intelligence by asking all these questions, just as Puranjana, the living entity, is asking the unknown girl where she has come from, what her business is, why she is present, etc. These are inquiries about Atma Tattva, self-realization. The conclusion is that unless a living entity is inquisitive about self-realization, he is nothing but an animal. O Agyana Timarandas, Jnana Jana Shalakam, Chakshu Umbitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vaya Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamagi Tadati Svapadam. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. So what is the context here? What's the context? The context is Puranjana story, allegory. But before going to the allegory, what's happening here? Prachiniya Bari. We are talking about Prachiniya Bari. Prachiniya Bari has got 10 sons. His sons are known as Prachetas. While the sons were very busy in performing severe austerities as prescribed by the devotee of Krishna, who is Lord Shiva, the father, on the contrary, is constantly engaging in Vedic sacrifices, ritualistic sacrifices. For what? What is doing that? To increase his piety and to also get lot of pleasure in storage for the future. So he's doing the karmakanda activity. But again, this karmakanda activity will bind one to the material life of birth and death. One will not be free from this cycle. Therefore, Narada Muni, who is he? He is a spiritual master of Dhruva Maharaj. He took some compassion on Prachiniya Bari, because Prachiniya Bari is coming from the disciplic line or the descendant of Dhruva Maharaj. So Narada Muni, being the spiritual master, was naturally compassionate for Prachiniya Bari, who was engaged in constantly Vedic sacrifices according to Vedas, but it's leading to karmakanda sacrifices where one can enjoy in this material world. And as you know, the material world, what happens to the material world? Once you enjoy, or once you have an inclination to enjoy, the material energy binds you. It binds you. It is like a gum, it's like a glue. So it binds your activity onto the material nature, and therefore it is very, very important to come out of that state. A soul, spirit soul, is quickly covered by illusion because of his activity with the material energy, because he's doing a faulty work. A spirit soul is naturally part of Krishna, a minute particle of Krishna, and therefore he should be engaged in Krishna's activities. But because he doesn't know that he's a spirit soul, he engages in materialistic activity, which is a faulty platform, which binds a person. And therefore, one is recommended to do devotional service to Krishna if one wants to free oneself from the cycle of... It's a very, very important point. One should understand. So therefore, Narada Muni is having a compassion and going to Prachiniya Bari and trying to explain. Now, because Prachiniya Bari's father, the father of Prachetas, was naturally attracted to karmakanda activities, very difficult for Narada Muni as a preacher to talk directly and to hit at the point that you are a spirit soul. Therefore, he uses a technique, and this is known as allegorical story, where you're trying to explain the person what the circumstances are there, at the same time not hurting him. So he's employing a tool here. Right? It's a very, very, very intelligent tool he's employing, so that he can be detached from the Vedic sacrifices and slowly he may be attached to serving Krishna. One of the tools he's employing is a fear tool, where he's saying, listen, in the name of sacrifice, you're killing a lot of animals. But these animals, they're waiting there in the sky to kill you. And therefore, be aware of it. See, this is another tool he's employing. Because sometimes, you know, we also need a bit of fear. Because we think that, you know, we are independent, we can do whatever we want. Okay? So, he's employing different tools to Narada Muni. In this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada, in the translation of the purport, is saying, okay, before going to that, Narada Muni is explaining allegorical story about Puranjana, about a living entity. We are Puranjana, we are living entity, we are living in this body. So he's trying to talk about him, how he's living in a palace, it's covered by big walls, like a skin, it's got a part which is have a hair, and he was explaining all about the body and all that. And during the explanation, Puranjana being a person, he was naturally attracted to the opposite sex. lady. Looking at the beauty of the lady girl, Puranjana was attracted. So he's inquiring in this text number 26, Puranjana is inquiring after seeing the girl about all these questions. So, what are the questions? Who you are and whose daughter you are? You appear very chaste. What's the purpose of your coming here? What are you trying to do? Please explain all these things to me. So, in this particular sentence, you appear very chaste. So, here, Puranjana is seeing this girl, lady, for the first time. And first time, he's talking to her, stating that you appear to be chaste. Is indirectly or is deliberately flattering the girl that you appear to be chaste. Because he doesn't know the whereabouts of the lady. But because he wants to make friendship, he wants to have a relationship with a girl. So straight away he's flattering the girl. You appear to be chaste. So what is the meaning of the word chaste here?
Pure.
Did you look at your dictionary or something, or your mobile dictionary? Good. I was looking into just to find out, there are so many. See, these days everything is connected to not having sex, not marry, all this, But one of the words which I was looking is pure, actually. Chaste means pure. So, why the word pure comes in? The pure comes when there is a relationship, right? Husband and wife. Husband and wife means it's a relationship, isn't it? So in the relationship only, purity comes, isn't it? Right? So, in the Vedic times, a wife is supposed to be loyal and faithful to the husband. Therefore, she's known as chaste. This word chaste is used here. So in the same way, chaste also is applicable to devotional service also. Chaste means only service to Krishna. Like how a wife is loyal to husband. When someone is faithful to one's husband, who is known as Pati, isn't it? Husband is also known as Pati. Now, this name Pati has got a lot of meaning. Pati means husband, protector, well-wisher and all that. So, in this way, this Pati is applicable only to Krishna. Because Krishna is also known as Yajna Pati, Lakshmi Pati, who is a protector of devotees. So, the word chaste is applicable to Krishna because Krishna is the protector of all of us. And therefore, he is known as Yajnapati, Lakshmipati and all the pati. Even Puranjana or Prachinya Bharat is also known as, he was also Prajapati. What does Prajapati mean? He is a protector of the living entities. Prajapati, protector. Okay. Only in the human form, the relationship between husband and wife, for example, a man can have only one wife, and a wife can have only one husband. This is possible only in the human form of life. But in the animal form of life, a male can have many female companions, and female can have many male companions. This is what we are going to see. Eventually, what Srila Prabhupada is talking about, animal life, cats and dogs. The animal being, all these cats, dogs and tigers, they are interested only in the material dealings. For example, what are they? Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But We as human beings, we have got a developed consciousness, and therefore we should use our consciousness to understand about Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada is making a comment. What is that? The famous Vedic scripture beginning. What does it say? Atato Brahma Jighnasa. Okay. That we have to enquire. Okay. Now, enquiry is a basis of spiritual life. Yes or no? Yes. How do we know that? Enquiry is a basis of spiritual life. Because Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita asks questions and Bhagavan Krishna explains. Right? And it's a series of questions with different chapters. Arjuna is asking and Krishna is constantly explaining. So, spiritual life means it's a basis of enquiries. So, we are going to see a few things here to understand about the enquiry which is mentioned in this purport. Srimad Bhagavatam, what is it? Like in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is enquiring from Krishna. In the same way, Srimad Bhagavatam, who is enquiring from who? Parikshit Maharaj is enquiring from? Sukadeva Goswami. He's asking a lot of questions. Out of that, it can be categorized as too broad or too important question. Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Goswami. What the question is asking?
What should one do when he is about to die suddenly?
Before that, he's asking another question. The question is, what is the duty of all the living entities in this world? What is the duty of everyone? At all circumstances. In all circumstances. What is the duty of a person in this material world? Every person. Is that the question? First question asking. And second question is asking is, what is the duty of a person specifically when he's about to die? Or just at the time of death? Very, very important question. Do we think or do we ponder over these questions? Do we think any time? No. What are our questions?
Okay.
Where
is Mahaprasad?
Mahaprasad, correct. Good. That is a good inquiry. Atato Brahma Jignasa. Correct. Now, 25 years back, when I got a permanent resident to come over to Australia, what was my inquiry? The person whom I inquired was a materialist, and I am also a materialist at the time. So I was asking, okay, I heard that Australia is a good place. I was talking in 1990s, 25 years back when I came. I got a PR. Then I wanted to know more about Australia, right? Because you're going to go. So I asked him, what's the climate and all that. They said, it's okay, not very cold, don't worry, you will not freeze to die. You will not freeze to death. Don't worry, you know. So because one of the concerns was about cold and all that. Then, what about the money? Will I be paid good money? Then they said, yes. At the time, Australian dollars equivalent to about 20 to 20, 22 rupees, you know, something like that. That time, you know, 20, 22 rupees. Each Australian dollar is 22. I thought, okay, if I work in India 8 hours, I'm going to make 20 rupees. But if I work 8 hours in Australia, how much? Times 20. Times. So, it is lucrative, very effective. And then I asked, do you get very good yogurt in Australia? This was one of my questions. Because I like yogurt. I asked them. They said, don't worry, butter industry, you know, what is the dairy industry is there. And you get very good yogurt. And at that time, my father overheard what I was talking to my friend, you know, my whatever the person who, he said, yes, in Australia you get a lot of cow dung, don't worry. You're good, because he did not want me to go. He said, yes, there is plenty of cow dung will be there for you. You go. I said, doesn't matter. So, this was the inquiry I was asking. Because I want to come. Because nor I know anything about spiritual life or soul, to be frank. Nor did the person whom I inquired know about soul. This is the inquiry we have. But the enquiry, what Srila Prabhupada is talking, is about the enquiry of the soul. Now, if you see, this whole Srimad Bhagavatam is like a nested loop. Someone is asking questions, someone is answering, right? So how many loops are there? How many stages are there? If you say, if you really want to know, how many, what you call, circles are there?
Four.
Yeah, so what are they? The first one is, the sages of Naima Sharanya, they are inquiring from? Sutta Goswami. Then, what's the next circle? We should understand that. What's the next circle? Maharaj Parishit is inquiring from Sukadeva Goswami. And then Maitreya Muni inquiring from Vithura. No, Vithura inquiring from Maitreya Muni. Sorry, I have to be careful also because people are trying to test me. No? So Vithura is inquiring from Maitreya Muni. And then in this particular context, yeah. Prachinaya Bharat, as I kind of having a conversation with Narada Muni. In other words, you can say Prachinaya Bharat is inquiring from? And then, in this particular context, there's one more. What is that? Puranjana is inquiring from this girl. Where are you coming from? What is that, you know? So, this is what happens in the material life, you know. Without knowing, people talk. Where are you coming from? What is that? There's no meaning, just to find out, you know. But scriptural injunction, they say atato brahma jizna. So where you talk, but the goal should be to find out who you are. What is the purpose of life? This is very, very important. Now, going back, again, a layer back, or the first layer, where the sages of Naima Sharanya, they're inquiring from Sutta Goswami. What did they ask? They asked about six questions. Okay, that's again questions. But we are not going, you know, we are not going to discuss about what they stopped and all that. But the bottom line is, when these questions were posed to Sutta Goswami, what did Sutta Goswami say? He said, yes, you correctly asked the questions. Because anything connected to Krishna is very glorious. Any service, any questions connected to Krishna is very glorious. Because, why? Because he gives two things. One, it is lokamangala. It is a welfare activity of everyone. Anyone who inquires about Krishna, anyone who wants to know about Krishna, anyone who wants to get in contact with Krishna, and anything dealing with Krishna's paraphernalia, now that is lokamangala. That is a welfare activity. Because it stops one from the cycle or the chain of birth and death. One. And that is a very source of giving pleasure to the self. By talking about Krishna, by chanting about Krishna, he gives the self the real satisfaction. I am not saying, Sutta Goswami is saying, all of us can try. You come to Krishna, your soul is satisfied. Because the soul is higher than the body. We are going to see a few things relating to that. Why the soul is higher than the body. Having said that, now does it mean that one has to have a long duration of life to understand Krishna?
No.
One should live for 150 years because up to 100 years you do karma kanda activity, then at the age of 100 you start practicing Krishna consciousness. Does it mean like that?
No.
Devotion service should be starting at the young age. For example, you know how we have got all these acharyas, all this. For example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the founder of our institution, which is, what is our institution name? Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actual founder, you know, he is a Lord himself. Krishna himself, who has come in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the right hand side of the altar, and the left hand side is Nityananda Prabhu. Yes? You know that? This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who has come, who is a reincarnation of Krishna. Now, do you know, he is a reincarnation of Krishna. He has come into this world to propagate the holy name. Right? This is a holy name. What is a holy name?
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now, how long did the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu live? 48 years. Very good. You're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, sir. Good. Now, how long Shankaracharya was a founder of the impersonal philosophy? At that time, he has to teach that, you know. He is an incarnation of Lord Shiva. How long did he live for? 32 years only. Lower than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Jesus Christ. How long did he live for? 31. That's what it says. Maybe. Yeah, 32, is it? Okay. Because where I found the statistics, you know, it says 31. Okay. So I have to give due respect to you because you know.
I'll check in with you again.
Okay. And you can come back to me later. So it says 31. So all these great personalities, they had only less life. But what was the impact they created? That is very important, right? We have to create an impact in the spiritual life. That is more important.
How long Prabhupada lived?
Prabhupada lived for? 81. How long? 81. But again, extension, Krishna extension. It's a very special case. Extension. So, Srila Prabhupada is talking about Atato Brahma Jignasa here. Okay? Atato Brahma Jignasa means to know about the soul, existence of the soul. Because, as we spoken about it, that the soul is higher than the body. We are going to see the hierarchy in a minute. The soul is more than the body, or higher than the body. Just as the body, which is comprising of the gross body and subtle body, which is the body and the mind, is always engaged in materialistic activity. So also, the soul is always wants to do spiritual activities. So Srila Prabhupada is making that point. As a body, we are always interested in doing materialistic activity. We don't want to chant. We don't want to come to the temple. We want to go to the movie and things like that. So in the same way, we have to realize what we are. And if we realize that we are a soul, then the soul wants to do service to Krishna. So in that way, slowly we should cultivate spirit devotion service, which will realize or which will make us realize that we are the spirit soul. This soul, what we are talking, Puranjana, or the soul, is covered by two layers of matter. Gross matter and the subtle matter. Now this gross matter, they are five in number. What are they? Earth, water, fire, air, ether. And the subtle body is mind, intelligence, false ego. Now the earth, you know, all of us know earth, right? Isn't it? Now the earth is there where we are walking on. That is, our body is also part of earth. See the creation, how Lord has done it. But if we want to survive, we have to eat something. What do we eat? We have to eat something grown from the earth. But we can't eat the earth. We cannot eat mud. Like the Lord has done it. Krishna can eat, but we cannot do. We have to get something from the earth. So it's like, even though the body is made up of earth, it has to be supported by earth also. So therefore we have to eat hunger. And then water also. The body consists of majority portion water, isn't it? Major portion is water. So therefore, water is also available outside, and we have to take this water to survive because we are thirsty and we need water for our survival. Earth water, fire. We need some heat, right? If there is no heat in the body, what happens?
Entropy.
We'll freeze. Heat is also required, which is also present in the body and outside. Earth, water, fire, air, you know, no one has to tell. In the night, if we think that we are the controllers, and if we don't, you know, control our breathing, what will happen? We'll die. But all of us are thinking that we are the controllers. In the night when you sleep, who's controlling breathing? Are we controlling? So, we should understand that air is very, very important, that is right. But in the night, we are not controlling breathing. It is happening automatically. So, air is also very important. And then, what's the next one? Ether. What is ether? Space, or it's also the holes in the body. Where there is a hole, there is a space, right? The various holes in the body is ether. You know, that is a hole is there, you know. Because we need, you know, 9 gates in the body for exit also. We keep on eating, and if you don't go to the bathroom, what will happen? We'll burst. Right? So we have to eat and we have to purge also. Okay? Now, this Srila Prabhupada is talking about Atato Brahma Jignasa here, right? So, how do you find? Now, as a body, we are engaged in materialistic activity. Now, how do we find out, how do we know that we are spirit soul? How do you find out Atato Brahma Jignasa? How do you go to the spiritual platform? How do you realize and how do you practice? How? What is the basis of that? What's the basis?
Shastra.
Shastra is for knowledge. Yeah. And then once you have the knowledge, what do? You practice, right? There are so many techniques to practice. So how do you know you're on the right platform or in the right direction? So that is why you should know Krishna. If you don't know Krishna, you'll be sidetracked. Yes? See, just as I mentioned that the body is engaged in materialistic activity, the soul wants spiritual activities. But if you don't know what is spiritual activity, you'll be again misdirected. Right? Krishna is completely spiritual. Any activity you do in terms of hearing is pastimes. Discussing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Doing service to Him. Chanting His name. Taking His prasadam. All these are spiritual. They are not to be confused with materialistic activity. And what happens? When you are in contact with Krishna, who is completely spiritual, then the soul develops for a person. As long as he doesn't come to Krishna, his, the soul is dormant, he will not know. All his activities are only material. It's very hard to digest. But this is a fact. That is why Srila Prabhupada started his institution. So if one comes to Krishna and slowly hear about him, chant his name, take his prasadam, do service, then you realize, you do not have to do anything. You realize that you are a spirit soul. Because you are connecting to Krishna who is completely spiritual. That is a process. That is our process. And it begins by, with what? Shravanam and Kirtanam. Hearing and chanting. This is a primary aspect of devotional service. One must hear about Krishna and chant Krishna's name. Then Vishnu Smaranam will come automatically. Now, as we are discussing about the five gross elements, let's remember, there is also three subtle elements, mind, intelligence, false ego. Now, what the beauty of the mind is that it wants pleasure. It wants what pleasure? Materialistic pleasure from the body. That is what the mind wants. Because the mind's food is pleasure. That is why the mind, why are movies created? Theaters, movies, games. Because the mind wants pleasure. Correct? All the boys will know. Do you play games? Correct, right? What games do you play? All the games you play, so you don't know the games. You forgot the names. Huh? Okay. So this is like that. So the mind wants pleasure. It wants to go to the movie. I want to talk to someone. That is why it's created outside. That's why Krishna created pleasure. Then mind wants it. Intelligence. One wants to be smart. I have done my master's. I have done my bachelor's. I am a PhD graduate. Why do you say this? Because people will talk highly of you, right? No, I am working. What are you working in codes? No, I am not a service operator. I am a service manager. Okay. Why? Because you want to show that I am intelligent. I have got a degree. The intelligent wants to be praised after name and fame. And then naturally false ego is given. Krishna has given false ego. So where one can boast about himself. Now all this covering will go by coming to Krishna and doing devotional service. Simply doing devotional service, all the covering will go away. I just want to quickly mention one incident here. Probably an incident, I would say. Last week, one of our devotee passed away. Do we have the photo of it there? Sri Gaurav Prabhu. They removed it. Now, this devotee, Hare Krishna, listening? Everyone listening? Okay. Now, this devotee was doing a lot of service in our temple. He's a good congregational member, as well as a very good friend of mine, too. I have acquainted with him since the late 1990, probably 1996 onwards. He was here, Prabhu was here, until 2010. He was there, he was doing a lot of service. He's a Brahmin initiated. He used to cook for Radha Ballabha. He cooked for Radha Ballabha, basically. You know, he used to serve also. Anyone remember Sri Gaurav Prabhu serving the Sunday feast upstairs? Yeah, yeah. He takes a voluntary service. You know? Like he comes, he makes sure. He wants to do it everything pakka, you know, perfect. That was his caliber. And Krishna has got plans for different people. Especially devotees. Krishna has got different plans. For some devotees, they have some problems with their family. Because in the material world, one cannot avoid problems. Okay? If someone thinks that, I want to be happy in the material world, sorry, it is not going to happen. It is not the platform which you are looking upon. This material world, one has to face problems. It is like that. The platform itself is defective. And therefore, how can you find, you know? Because when you see the structure of the body, from the head to the toe, all the parts will have pain and finally it has to come to an end. Because it's a combination of five elements. Five gross elements and three subtle elements. Therefore, it has to come to an end. All material is created, maintained, and it will be destroyed at the end. That you cannot hang on to your body forever. It has to die, it has to collapse, it has to vanquish, destroy. This is the very nature of the material world. So, this material platform is not a good platform to live on and to hang on to that. So, Krishna uses or helps a devotee to approach him in many ways. For some people, they have family issues. No matter family problems, regardless, it comes. For some people, they have visa problems. For some people, they have house problems. They want to go to a house, they cannot buy a house. But in our Prabhu, our Sri Gaurav Prabhu, I personally seen, being his friend, that in a way that all the three did not work out for him. He had a family, he's a big family. When I say work out for him, it's not that the husband and the wife are separated, it's not like that. What I'm trying to say is, it had come to a stage that somehow he has to go overseas. Sri Gaurav Prabhu is from Sri Lanka. Anyone from Sri Lanka here? Other than you, anyone? No. So he's from Sri Lanka. Now, he is forced to go back to Sri Lanka in 2010. He conducted his son's marriage in 2009. and then 2010 he's forced to go back, which means that his visa has been stripped, in a sense. One. Two, when he goes back, obviously his family and his children were here in a Melbourne suburb. Now he has to leave them. And third, his house also he bought 5 years back. A very palatial house where he invited most of the devotees. Did you go to his house, Prabhu? It's a good palace, good house in Keysborough. It's a good house. You know? So, house has to be away from the house, separated, family separated, and visa you do. Don't live in Australia. This was some of the plans. What could he do? Did he complain? He called me and he said, Surya, I am going to Sri Lanka. I said, he did not explain to me more. That was the one thing he did not explain to me more. Everything else he explained. He said, I have to go. Yeah? I cannot stay here. What are the reasons? Therefore, I have to go. I said, he said, I'm going tomorrow. Like that. Yeah? What a decision. Even if I'm talking, if someone says to me, you know, leave Australia tomorrow, it's very hard for us. He was left. And his family, he has to leave. And the house, very house he bought, hey, he has to leave them. And then what did he do? Did he go there and keep on crying there? I left Australia? No. He went, and then he went to Mayapur. He was a priest for some time. He thought, this is a plan. It's just like Parikshit Maharaj. His plans, I tell you that. He thought, now, okay, Krishna is teaching me something. I have to be very serious. I've been serious. Now I have to be very serious. So therefore, he was in Mayapur for some time because he got a visa from Sri Lanka. He was a pujari in Mayapur. Many were surprised. How come? We were trying to be a pujari. And he's doing Gaurnithai worship, you know, there. He stayed there as a brahmachari. Then not only that, whenever his visa finishes, he go back to Sri Lanka. And there he was constantly preaching. He was almost like a sannyasi, living in the temple. No family. Completely dedicated to Krishna's service. And Krishna had a plan. He is not even 70 years, he's less than 70. And then he had last week, Saturday, Prabhu, Saturday, he passed away. He had some complications, you know. What are the complications, you know? He was admitted in the ICU. And then he was there for about a week or so. And then he passed away. See, no more old age for him. We have to go through old age. Old age is the most problematic conditions of life, you know. Not easy at all. You have to walk, but you cannot walk. You have to eat, you cannot eat, no teeth. You have to see, no eyes to see, blind. What do you do? The desire is still there. Because all the desires are stored in the body or in the heart. Desire is still there. But you cannot execute that. Because there is no faculty to execute. No faculty to execute. Very, very hard, you know. Desire is there, but you cannot. You want to eat nice food, but no teeth, what will you do? Everything you have to put in the mixer and eat it. Right? So it's very, very... So he escaped that old age, Krishna's plan. And now I'm pretty sure that from my observation, you know, my observation only, that whatever the lifespan, say now we have talked about that one need not have to have 100 years or something. What he does in that has got an impact. So based on whatever the last 20 years his impact was, I would say that definitely, you know, either he would have attained the lotus feet of Krishna, one, or because of his caliber, he always wants to do devotion service. That's his caliber I've seen. More devotion service. So probably, Krishna will put him in an environment where more devotion service will be given to him. He may become, you know, who knows, a temple president of, you know, a big ISKCON where, you know, a lot of improvements have to be done. We don't know. Because for a devotee, location is not a problem. For us, location is a problem. For a devotee, location is not a problem. Where he can live in hellish planet, he can live in, you know, Vaikuntha, but he always wants Lord's service. So in that case, one will get Lord's service. Whether he's Vaikuntha, it doesn't matter. You know, he'll be constantly doing service. That is what it is. And finally, to conclude, one small short story, very short story, to conclude. To know about our inner self, strength, okay? Right? Finally, story is always good, isn't it? To conclude. So once, a youth, like probably your age, was going over a village. When he was going over a village, he saw an elephant, a very mighty elephant, very strong elephant, bound to... Do any one of you know the story? No? Then it will be good to say, otherwise you know. An elephant, a mighty elephant, strong elephant, is bound by a small chain to a big rope, to a big pole. He's bound, okay? A chain, an iron chain, you know, is bound. He's chained, and there are many elephants bound to the same pillar. And they're there, they're not going away. Now this boy is very inquisitive. He's intelligent too. He looked at all the elephants. You know that elephant is very mighty, very powerful. He looked at all the elephant, observing for some time. And then he went to the trainer, the person who trains, who, you know, he's being with the elephant. He went to him and asked him, "Sir, the elephant is very, very powerful, mighty. You have tied the elephant to a very small chain. How long it takes for the elephant to pluck it away and go? It's very powerful. But I want to know why the elephant is not doing that." Correct? It takes a minute, you know. Really, I'm saying. It takes only a minute, because elephant can uproot a tree. Like a big tree, it can pull. Such mighty power it has got. With its trunk and with a leg, you know, don't even imagine. It can make like a coconut chutney. All of us can make chutney, and we can eat with the idli. It can make you like a chutney. Okay? It can do that. But, and the head, the each of the leg of the elephant is like a pillar. You know, like this pillar. Imagine. But it is bound to a small chain, and that too the chain is constantly, because it's walking and all that, it's loose also. Even if it does like that, it'll go away. It can be free, but it's not doing that. So why is not doing that? He wants to know. This is again knowledge, inquisitiveness, inquiry. So he asked the right person. Now, the trainer said, "Boy, good, you asked me the question. What happens is, when the elephant is born, are they very big or are they very small?" Right? We are a small elephant. Like us, you know. When I was born, I was not like this. I was also a small elephant. So, elephants are small. At that time, as a practice, we bound it to a chain. Then constantly, you know, when it is free, we make the elephant free. Otherwise, we bound it to a chain, the same chain. Now, the elephant grows. When it grows, it doesn't know that it's becoming big. It's becoming mighty. It's becoming strength. It doesn't know. So it grows. But he forgets the environment that it's growing. He always thinking, "Yes, I've been chained. That is the concept it has got. Because it has got a mental block. All of us have got, isn't it? It is stuck to that. "Yeah, I am like that. So the elephant thinks, I'm chained. So he said, because we have been constantly putting under chain when it was young. Now, even though it is very big, still that is stuck in the mind and it will never go away. Because it's already
conditioned
and imprinted. On the mind it is printed. I am bound. Now, what this has to do with our life? In the same way, what has happened, we have taken lot of births, okay? This is not our first birth. And the next birth is not going to be our next birth. We will have to rotate lot of birth because of our karma. In the previous birth, knowingly or unknowingly, we have done lot of karma. So we have to suffer. A living entity is responsible for his own action. And therefore, we have stored lot of this, what you call, impressions on our mind, our failures, our frustrations, our anxiety, right? Previous birth, this birth, all are stored. And therefore, we think that this is only problem. Our life is problem solving. Correct? Right? Or no? Our life is only problem solving. I have to solve my house. I have to solve my mortgage. I have to solve this one. I have to solve my grocery problems. So it is conditioned. The material world is conditioned. And we don't go beyond that. But if at all, if we come to Krishna, chant his name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, sincerely, and make an endeavor, try to come to Krishna, whatever way we are. We need not have to become a big sannyasi next day, little bit, small endeavor, come here, do some small service, and try. Slowly, we know our inner strength, just as the elephant might know. But it did not know at this stage. Just as the elephant did not know the strength, we also don't know our inner strength, which is the soul. But once we realize that we are the soul, we have a power to come out of this material cycle of birth and death, which is chaining us. Repeated birth and death, which is chaining. This can go only by constant association with Krishna, who is completely spiritual. Okay? Alright. So we'll stop here. So any questions? Comments? Quick one? Okay. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Nithai Gaurav Premi.